now. Me tuku mihi kia koe. He te rangatira, thanks very much for joining us on Irirangi Wātea.
So the Tasman Pulp and Paper Mill, which has about 170 people working on it at this point in time, is going through a consultation process with the owners, the Norske Skog, and on the 4th of June, consultation will cease. And then on the 10th of June, they will come back with the decision. They've already made a decision to cease production of newsprint on the 30th of June. So they're looking, if someone wants to buy the mill, either as a going concern, which no one has put their hand up, or for the land and buildings. It's a big site. That site's been there since 1953. It used to be a pulp and paper mill. It's now a paper mill, and OG owns the pulp side.
So
it's been around a while.
Yeah, this Kōewatiro mill, it's had a tenuous history, well, for the last couple of decades anyway, closures, not closing, sale closures.
Yeah.
So we're up to owner number what for this Kōewatiro mill?
Oh, for the Kōewatiro mill, this is actually, this is only the second owner. It used to be owned by Fletcher Challenge or back in the day, and they built it with in partnership with the government. To supply the newsprint, but it was also to use the Kaingaroa and Muraburra forest. So it's only the second owner, but it has been, newsprint has been going out. No one reads newspaper like they used to. We used to have 1 million tons of newsprint being used in Australasia. We're down to 200,000 tons. So it is the way of the world. They and two machines have shut so far. So the third one is still going, but that's the one that will shut on the 30th of June.
And what's the estimation of job losses for our whānau?
There's 170 people work on that site. Their average age is about 52 years old. So further employment will be very hard for some of those guys. They've done a lot of years. So what we as the union are trying to do is make sure they get what is owed to them as far as redundancy, holiday pay and such like.
Well, it's a very tentative time, very challenging time for not just the workers but for their whānau, but also to the wider community will be impacted by this as well too, because those 100 plus workers are actually contributing to the economy in the area.
Well, that's right. So for every dollar that comes out of the mill, six will be generated inside the community or the wider community. So you're so right, Claudette. It will have a big impact. I mean, I worked at that mill nearly 30 years, and it's got emotional, a lot of whānau, it fed a lot of people in Eastern Bay. The land was gifted by Ngāti Awa, Tupara Tuki Gora as well, for the use of, to get jobs for our whānau. So it's got a very much emotional tie, not just about the money, but the whānau that it grew up and it fed in the Eastern Bay of Plenty.
And at this point then, we're waiting until June for the organisation, Norske, to come back with what it is that they've decided to do going forward. Is that the time frame?
Yeah, the 10th of June, the 4th of June consultation will cease. 10th of June, they'll come with their decision. 30th of June, there will be no more paper made on that site. So if someone wants to buy the land, I'm not sure what they'll do with it. It's a big site. It's got railway lines from Tauranga Port. There's power potential there to make it out of the geothermal. So it is a site that people will be after. But as for making a newsprint or another product, I'm not certain about that.
Mm. Well, that okay. So, what is the best possible solution for the workers, and what is the worst case scenario in case Nortsky decide to play hardball?
Well, the best case is probably someone buying it, but as a going concern. The worst case scenario is that the workers aren't, that it closes and the workers don't get their redundancy packages or their exit packages. That's the worst case scenario.
When the mill stops making the paper, when the run is ceased, is that the last day of mahi as well too?
I don't think it will be. They'll need to do some cleanup. I'm not certain whether that'll go for another how many more days it would go after the cease of production. But if, say, someone wants to take that site on, they might want to do some alterations to the site first. So I'm not sure. It depends who buys it and what they want it for.
And have there been any offers?
There's a lot of rumours that there are companies looking at it, but I've never talked to anyone who said, yes, we're going to put an offer in for it yet. All right, but there are rumours, of course.
Mm. How are the workers feeling?
The workers, I mean, we've known for a few years now that this time could come. For probably at least 10 years. They're a bit jaded. They're worried about their future. They're worried about their redundancy package. They're worried about, the younger guys. There are, even though the average age is 52, we've got some young guys there in their 20s that, that have just started their families. So we're worried about them as well as the older guys who will never work again. Potentially.
Anything from the government? Any kōrero? Any come down and see people, have a chat? Anything?
Oh yeah, I've come to coffee. Has been on that site. I've visited the ministers. So there has been interaction with the government. I had a conversation with. And caught it all with Rawiri Waititi yesterday. Really, because we're in consultation still, so there's been no firm decision. So it's very hard for them to say what's going to happen if someone comes and buys it, like they did with the Whakatane Mill.
Thank you so very much for joining us. Our love and support goes out to the whānau and to the community
Thank
as well,
sister.
Too, Tāne. Me tuku mihi ki a koe. Thanks very much for joining us.
Ka kite.
Ka kite. That is the union delegate in Whakatāne, our rangatira, Tāne Phillips. Thanks very much to him for joining us.